This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hopefully what's good for us is good for you. We're here to try to get you to kick your own butt. If you're self-disciplined and you're doing fine, that's great. If you aren't, maybe we can do something. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is going to join us in a few moments here to talk about more steps you can take to avoid it, or what you do if you have it, that sort of thing, what some of the signs are. Victoria and I, all of us, have some questions for him as to what's going on in our body and how we keep from getting worried. Tom Hanks has been sharing his story with his wife online. What's the story? What do we see here? They both tested positive when they got to Australia, right? They hadn't tested when they were on their way.
Right.
I thought it was interesting. He tweeted, "Hey, folks, 2 weeks after our first symptoms, we feel better. Sheltering in place works like this. You don't give it to anybody. You don't get it from anyone. Common sense going to take a while, but... if we take care of each other, help where we can, and give up some comforts, this shall pass." I think that's kind of the message, isn't it, all the way around?
Well, especially for him, because he's a diabetic, and so diabetes is one of the underlying, you know, pre-existing conditions that we talk about that can make the, you know, make it a little more difficult if you get COVID. But so I think it's been important that he and Rita have been sharing their symptoms and letting people know, you know, this isn't a death sentence. Even in your 60s with diabetes, it's not a death sentence.
I thought it was kind of interesting. Another quasi-celebrity that has it is Colton the Bachelor, who the girls, the ladies and I know Colton.
I don't know who
and,
that is.
Well, he's young and in very good shape, and you would think he's not one that to get it, but he got it, and so he's quarantining at his girlfriend's house. But he said that he started feeling better. He got the malaria drug, which everybody has been talking about as maybe a possible treatment for coronavirus. And so he's had the Z-Pak and the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, and he said that he's been feeling better after he took it. He said that was the first time that he actually felt better after coming down with this. So that's encouraging, yeah.
One of the interesting twists on this, you saw that the police, maybe you didn't hear this, found a tractor trailer that had been stolen. It was full of toilet paper. It was in North Carolina. Deputies with the sheriff's department found this 18-wheeler with 18,000 pounds of bathroom paper products.
No.
Yeah. Sheriff's deputies followed the truck to a warehouse, which was off of Interstate 40 in North Carolina, near the end of Interstate 40. Deputies say that the trailer had been reported stolen, was being used to transport toilet paper.
Isn't it amazing that toilet paper is now the new contraband?
Like gold. It's like gold.
Yep.
The new Bitcoin.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, Kara, do we have Dr. Ken hooked and connected and ready? All right. So, one of the contributors here, and somebody that we all trust, which is important at this time, information from Dr. Ken is always research. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist, practices down in Florida, has his own clinic, has been seeing patients, has been talking to me every day about what's going on. And when he has time, he's had a couple of appointments here, but he had to cancel them because he's got patients in the hospital, patients coming to him. You're even doing this has surprised me, but I guess the only way you can do it these days with some people, the video doctoring back and forth. How's that been working?
Telemedicine is going to be one of the good things that comes out of this. it works remarkably well. I'll do it with you after the show, and I'll show you how easy it is. All you have to do is give the doctor your mobile phone number. I can easily text you a link, and voila, we're videoing with each other.
Really?
It's amazingly easy. The software is out there for the physicians, and President Trump and his group may cut through all the red tape. They're now reimbursing physicians the same way they would if you were in the room with us face to face. So it's real, it's there, and it's going to be hard to pull this away from everybody once this is all over.
So how is this going to help people who are wondering about their own health? For example, Victoria and I were talking off the air this morning about things. I called you. I know I sent you a note last night, and then I went to bed because it wasn't that important. But during the course of the day, the two of us, and I don't know whether Jennifer, you have, and Kara, we have felt different things.
Well, let me tell you how it's going to help, because there's so many of us as allergy season comes who are going to have a cough, even maybe a little bit of shortness of breath, maybe a little bit of a fever.
Yeah, that's all. That's
it. And you may start getting some muscle aches. And you may even some diarrhea has been linked to this. You may start getting a headache, sore throat, and you're wondering, do I have this? And what we don't want you to do is to come to our office. We don't want you to come to the emergency room. We want you to first call. The only people who should immediately go to the emergency room are people who can't breathe, or if there's acceleration to your symptoms. You wake up in the morning, you're not feeling good an hour later, you're worse an hour later, you're much worse an hour later, you're awfully worse. That's acceleration of symptoms. Those two groups of people, yes, need to go directly to the ER, but call first. Don't just appear. But for most of us, for 90% of us, we just need to first call the doctor, and we can get information about what we should do, because most of us should just stay home and not get sicker or not spread, most importantly, whatever you have to everybody else. So that's where the telehealth, and that's going to be the buzzword instead of telemedicine. Telehealth is a much, much bigger, broader umbrella. So that's where the telehealth is going to especially be helpful, because we can see you. A lot can be told. As a physician, I can tell so much by just visualizing you, and you can get the reassurance you need, because most of us should not come to the medical office if we're acutely ill with a respiratory infection. Most of us, if we are acutely ill with a respiratory infection, should not go to the emergency department, so we don't spread it to everybody else. This is counterintuitive. It's not what we might usually think as a patient, but the reassurance that most of us need, because I think that that's what I've been doing so much in the last week, is just reassuring my patients.
Well, you become a shrink. You and I had that conversation the other night. You know, you become a psychologist as much as anything else.
Absolutely.
A psychiatrist, psychologist.
Absolutely.
All right, so I want to ask you about, Victoria, I don't want to short-circuit you. Do you want to share some of the things we were talking about off the air, or you feel okay after what Ken just said? Because I think
I'm so happy to hear what Dr. Ken is saying, because, you know, I was saying over the weekend I had a really bad headache, and then I have a little bit of a sore throat that comes and goes. I've been checking my temperature twice a day. I have not had any fever or anything. But it's so confusing for so many people. My sister-in-law has had this little dry cough for the last 2 weeks. Other than that, she's fine. She has no temperature, but she's completely freaking out that she has it.
Well,
so
just don't freak out, because 99% of us are going to survive this. This is not viral Armageddon, and 99% of people will survive it. And the reason why we're acting so aggressively right now with this social distancing is to make sure that we flatten this curve and we don't become India. We want to be Italy. We want to become South Korea. Mm-hmm. And even the Chinese have flattened the curve. And that's because of this incredibly aggressive social distancing that the Chinese did, although too late. And the Italians did not do. And this is what's so important, so that we get over this quickly. And there's some good news about what appeared to be, in small study, an effective therapy, which, as we speak this week, is going to be tried in a large study. And I heard last week about this report about a drug that we've been using for malaria for 50 years, chloroquine, and what's specifically been using in the study, our sister, hydroxychloroquine, which is brand name Plaquenil, also used for arthritis, lupus, combined with a Z-Pak. And I heard some of the comments about it. So what did I do? I went and read the paper myself. And this is not an empiric idea. This is good science. This is publication in a peer-reviewed journal with a bunch of clinical
scientists. You'll all get it. You get a kick out of this. I'm calling Ken on Saturday morning as I'm driving across New York State, and we're talking about this. He says, wait, don't ask me any more questions. Let me finish reading the study, and I'll call you back.
Well, I was impressed because I wake up, and Doug texts me, should I go get a Z-Pak? And this was the day the study got published. And I'm wondering, a Z-Pak for a virus? So I said, before I even commented.
So I sent the info to him. He didn't know. I said Z-Pak and something else for malaria. I remember sending that.
Well, he sent me some information, but I actually went to the actual publication. I went to the primary literature. Fortunately, you know, I've been trained to read medical literature, and I went and I read the study. And this is an excellent group of clinical investigators. This is not a bunch of fly-by crazy wacko people doing junk science. This is the real thing, published in a real scientific journal, a high-quality journal, peer-reviewed, excellent clinical science. I was reading this article, and I'm saying to myself, this is really amazing clinical science. And then I put together, like, journal club we used to do when we were in medical training. I put together several doctors who I really respect their opinions. They're very critical, very tough to convince, know how to read the medical journals. And we did a conference call together. We read it together because I was wondering whether I was
like a book club.
Yes, exactly.
Book club for doctors.
It's a very nerdy book club, but yes.
We call it journal club. And we did this as medical students. We did this as house officers, interns and residents. But we did it as a conference call. I did it with several who I really respect who also know how to read the medical literature. And we all read this and were amazed how good science is what is and how encouraging it is. What they did was, and it's published in the International Journal of Antimicrobial Agents, March 20th, 2020. It's 42 patients hospitalized. And again, this is important. Hospitalized. It's not used as a preventative with COVID-19. 26 received hydroxychloroquine. 20 of them completed it. And 6 of this 26 also received the Z-Pak. And the ones who received the hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams three times a day for the doctors listening, of the 6 who also received the Z-Pak, all 6 were free of virus on the 5th day post-treatment.
Wow.
And which is truly amazing. You know, we all always calculate a p-value, statistics. I don't want to get into the weeds. And this is how likely this could have occurred by chance. This was one in 10,000 chance that this could have occurred by chance, which is amazing. We accept good science with much lower p-values. So 1 in 10,000, the 6 who received this combination, hydroxychloroquine, a drug for malaria, plus the Z-Pak, all of them drug-free, all of them virus-free, 6 days after, on the 5th day post-treatment. This is amazing. 7 of the 14 without Z-Pak were virus-free, and 16 got routine care. That's none of these drugs. Only 2 of the 16 were virus-free.
All right. Well, there's a lot of food there, man. I'll tell you, this is a good public service, understanding what it's all about. Having Ken around, you can hear more, a complete conversation about it on our Good Day Weekend program, the Good Day Health Show with Ken and Jack. So make sure you find that. If you can't find it, you can on a radio station near you. A lot of the same stations that carry this program carry Ken and Jack with the Good Day Health. If you don't, you can go to gooddayhealthshow.com and find the podcast, which summarize a lot of these conversations, especially now with the newly approved the tests and the medicines coming out. So, Ken, thank you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Teach your children well. Their fathers have. Did slowly go by.
Ah, here's an moldy oldie. Teach your children. Pretty applicable to the status of things today, but that's not where we're playing the song. Actually, this is a focus on the Kent State University benefit concert that canceled because of the coronavirus. The commemoration is going to, sort of a virtual commemoration taking place instead. Details announced in the next few days. David Crosby and Joe Walsh were going to headline the benefit concert at Kent State to commemorate the 50th anniversary of what went on there. The performance was to be held on the 2nd of May at the center, the athletic center on campus. Concert would commemorate the tragic events. There's a picture that appeared on the cover of Newsweek magazine that will forever be in my mind. I don't know that any of you, the girls don't probably remember it. They don't know it. There's a woman who's standing over a body, or kneeling over a body of a dead Kent State student. It turned out she wasn't a student there, but that's the way it played. But it still underscored what went on there when 28 National Guard soldiers fired at students protesting the Vietnam War. Four of them were killed, 9 were wounded, and it really created much more of a situation. It was very badly handled, really badly handled. And so there were a lot of protests. Neil Young wrote the story, a song called Ohio, which you're hearing here for Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. After seeing these pictures, Joe Walsh, an English major and music minor, was present at Kent State during the shootings. After that, he said, I didn't look at college the same. Being at the shootings really affected me profoundly. I decided that maybe I don't need a degree that badly. It really did a lot to kick people out of school. That's true. I was a senior in 1968. This was 2 years after I got out of school. I was teaching English, and kids in junior high school and high school really wanted to talk about this. I remember that, because they didn't know what to make of it. American soldiers firing on Americans, and it showed you how bad the divide was in the country. But it went the other, it went the way. After this, it was 90% of the public wanted us out of Vietnam. And it took, after this, it still took 2 years, 2.5 years to get out of Vietnam. So it was something, and this is something we ought to remember, I think, anyway, as to, you know, how we look at view things now that are going on. So Crosby is going to embark on a solo tour, supposedly starting in May in Santa Barbara and then going to New York in June. He's working on a follow-up to Here If You Listen from 2018. Going back to the Kent State event, most of the proceeds are going to go to the May 4th Legacy Scholarships, which give four scholarships to students majoring in the Peace and Conflict Studies program at Kent State. Each scholarship is named after the four students who were killed: Allison Krause, Jeffrey Miller, Sandra Shore, and William Schroeder. So this is a song called Won't You Listen. We're here if you listen. The song's called Glory, but it was aimed at getting people to listen to what was being said by students. This was a horrible page in American history. And it seems, for me anyway, even though it's ancient history to you ladies, it still is, it's very recent for me in my memory, going back to that time in my life. I was in my 20s. And just the anger dispute, and it was appropriate anger, aimed at government institutions. This is sort of when I was radical. You can't believe I was ever radicalized. I became very much of an anarchist kind of at this time, and I've been all my life. I don't like government, and mostly it's because of this, because of what happened in 1970 at Kent State and around the Vietnam War. 28 after the hour on the DJB program. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you're already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000, or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a bipartisan deal came out of the U.S. House late last week, only to fall apart when it reached the Senate, now congressional leaders and White House officials say they are ready to close in on a deal on a coronavirus relief package. They say that negotiations late yesterday on a $2 trillion arrangement will lead to a successful vote perhaps this evening. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin both saying they were on the phone with President Trump during the negotiations, and they both agree that a deal is now within reach. Earlier yesterday, Schumer and other top Democrats were calling the package, as it had been designed, a
large corporate bailout with no protections for workers and virtually no oversight.
The U.S. now cutting $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan because of the failure of a peace plan with the Taliban. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
At the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who has graciously agreed to spend a couple more minutes here because Victoria had some questions that she wanted to ask. And not that they haven't been asked by others before, but I think because we have Ken, who has, as he said a few minutes ago, spent the time to read the 42 or 45 page study, whatever it was, that led him to believe that the Z-Pak and the malaria drug is the way to go when it comes to treating this. I also thought it was interesting looking at the experiences of some people. The most notable recent examples of that, Ken, are Tom Hanks and his wife describing their situation. He writes, quote, "We felt a bit tired, like we had colds, body aches. Rita had chills, and those came and went, slight fevers to play things right. As is needed in the world right now, we were tested for the coronavirus and found to be positive." So he had the same symptoms that we were just describing, Victoria and
that
I were describing. They could be anything.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so hard. And then, you know it's hard to be tested because they don't have a lot of the tests around, although they're newer. You know, they're more and more all the time. So what do you tell people who call you or who are in your office or whatever you're confronting this? You were in the hospital a lot over the weekend taking care of patients who were pretty sick. So, I mean, what do you... It is hard to distinguish between that which is this and that which is not this.
Right. When someone calls, I tell them to do the same thing they would do if they had a cold or the flu. You stay home, rest, stay away from everybody, watch yourself, get plenty of fluids, and... if you don't have liver issues, use some acetaminophen for fever. But what I tell them is exactly what I mentioned earlier, is the only person who needs to go seek help is the person who absolutely can't breathe or the person whose symptoms over the course of a day are rapidly accelerating. And this is only a very small group. Now, what we know from most latest in New York, those who test positive, 13% end up in the hospital, and of the people who test positive. So most people who have this don't need medical attention, and then most people who test don't have it. Only about 10% of people who are testing actually have coronavirus. So the worried well are getting this test, and right now... The worried well should not be getting the test because it does take away some of the protective gear which we need. If you have this instant test which needs less protection, maybe you might get it if you want it. But hold off unless they have the test. It's just being distributed this week where the people administering it don't need to use gloves, gowns, masks. We want to save those for taking care of the patients in the hospital.
So yeah, let's clarify. Right. This is the test that finds results in about 45 minutes, doesn't need to be processed in the lab?
Right. That if you have that test and they're able to do it without gowning and gloving, just call
ahead. But you wouldn't get it at home. You'd have to go to one of those tents to get it, right?
Well, the ones in the tents are using the one that is pretty rough with a big swab deep up your nose and in your throat.
Right.
And for that, they do need to be gowned and gloved. The one that's the new test that was just approved that's being distributed this week, supposedly you don't have to take so much protective gear. I still want to see the actual facts on that because it's so new. And, you know, ask me in a few days and I'll tell you what the facts are on that.
My grandson had this test yesterday, and it freaked him out. He's 5 years old.
He had the one they send away. Not the point of service one.
Yes, because he hasn't got results yet.
Right, exactly.
Right.
But he still said it was, my daughter said he was horrified, as you might imagine, sticking that thing up your nose, and he doesn't know what's going on. He just knows he's not in school. So they explained to him that there was a lot of damage being done by somebody, by something that makes people sick, and this is just to make sure that he doesn't have it and get sick. I don't know if there's much more need to tell a youngster that age any more than that, but it's such a shame, but it is what it is. Is he going to deal with the reality, the practical reality of it? Before you go, the people that you're seeing or that are getting to the hospital and are having a problem with this are mostly what age and what condition?
Well, I'll tell you, the largest data we know right now comes out of Italy, and about a third are under 50. So it's not just the elderly, but the elderly are the ones who are not surviving this as well. And interestingly, we don't quite understand why Italy is doing so much worse than countries like South Korea. One interesting possibility is that Italy is very anti-vaccines and they don't get the flu vaccine. They also live closer. They multi-generations live closer. From their culture, they're much more social. But we want to make sure we don't go like Italy. Make sure you've had your flu vaccine. And just if you have any symptoms, just stay in isolation. And just everybody a little bit of social distancing and we'll get over this. This is not going to be viral Armageddon.
All right. Good words. Words to the wise. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the DJV program with an update on the latest research and things that you should be thinking about as we continue to work through this. You know, Victoria, as Ken was talking, I was thinking about what Trump was saying, and some people are criticizing him and some people are not. This is not the political side of it, but realizing and sort of following what Ken said to a point, I can understand whether it's the right thing to do or not remains to be seen, but because we're looking around at the destruction that this is causing to the economy, the number of people being hurt who aren't going to have the virus, that's where there's a balance here. I think that that's one of the things, that's one of them. If I can look at it objectively, one of the reasons people on one side are saying, okay, you do this, the other side says, well, maybe we ought not to do that so fast. We're thinking about public health and well-being. Well, there's a different, the health and well-being of people economic as well.
The only thing, and I know Dr. Ken is very busy, obviously, these days, so he had to move on to his next thing, but the only other question I would want to ask him, and next time when he's on, I will, the only concern that I personally have had reading about, you know, especially Hong Kong, I don't know if we haven't really talked much about Hong Kong, but Hong Kong in the beginning had very few cases because they did a lockdown right away. They no one was allowed in or out. It was just a complete isolation lockdown, and it worked, and it worked quickly. But the problem is, after about 10 days, 2 weeks, people started, they had no new cases, or they had very few, and then everyone started loosening the restrictions. Now, they have a whole new wave of cases, because they let people go out again too soon. And so that's the only thing that concerns me. I understand, mm-hmm. you know, politically and economically, Trump is all about, you know, the stock market. I get it. He wants everybody to back, you know, get back out into the world, because the stock market needs to go back up. I understand that. But I also am cautious that I hope that if he is advised by Dr. Fauci, whom I have a lot of trust in, Dr. Ken said he's a brilliant scientist. I trust Dr. Ken's opinion on that as well. If Dr. Fauci says, you know what, let's pump the brakes. We're not ready to let people, you know, run out to restaurants and bars again.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that Trump listens to that. That's my only.
I think we're talking about
the time.
That's
not a political thing.
No, it's weeks. How many weeks is it? Then I think that's what.
It's frustrating for everyone to be stuck at home and
right.
to be, and for so many people to be out of work.
Well, the
it's
long
horrible.
Lasting impact, if the virus is around and it takes X number of lives, is that the measure here is, as crass as it seems, is it worth it to have the economy crater? Trump's thinking about his political future, and
yes.
I'm not.
And
that's
I'm thinking
not
about lives that don't have to be lost.
I understand,
you know?
But I'm also thinking about what I, as a small businessman, have to face, and what it ramifications on people like you that work with me, and the whole business that comes from the business of doing business that we cannot do right now. And the question will be, and there'll be a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking on this, was it all worth it? And that we won't be able to tell until we see how long it lasts and what the permanent damage may be to the economy. Right now, we haven't suffered permanent damage, but it ain't looking good for the next month or so. And that's, you know, we always dig out of this stuff. We dug out of the worst thing in the history of the country was the Depression of 1929 and what followed after that until the until Hoover got out and Roosevelt got elected. Even though there were a lot of things that were started then that may not have been in the long range, you know, that good for all of us, but there were some things that were started that have proven to be good. And so it's a, you know,
well, I just hope
what
that
are we
collectively,
creating and recreating?
Yeah, I hope that collectively we can, you know, using science and experts, and I hope that we make the right decision. Obviously, everyone would love to be able to just go out right now and go out to dinner and go and get back
course.
To life. Everyone wants to do that.
Yeah.
I just, you know, but when you really look at the data of what happened with Hong Kong, I think it's a cautionary tale that I'm sure Dr. Fauci and a lot of the you know, the experts on that panel of team members, I'm sure they're all looking at those things too and thinking, okay, this is what happens when you get overly optimistic. And it looked like they really had a total control over it, and then it just turned out to, you know, it was a miscalculation. I just for our, you know, for the sake of, for your health and for my parents' health, you know, I just, I'm not worried about my own health, but I'm worried about, you know, other people in my life.
The moldy oldies in the ground.
Well, you know, I mean, it's, okay. You and my mom don't have great lungs, and that concerns me, you know.
I have a beautiful body, though. The rest of it is like,
well, but your lungs are, you know, that's my like Dr. Ken just said when he and I were talking during the break. It's the lungs are, that's the number one thing. So
yep.
if you have compromised lungs, you have to really make sure you self-isolate. That you're the most vulnerable. So
you know,
and that's
doing,
coming from a cardiologist, because I said, right. Oh, maybe the heart. He said, no, it's the lungs. That's what you really need to worry about.
So what I'm doing right now to prevent the spread of coronavirus is washing my pillows. The washing machine is going. There are four my pillows in there. And as soon as they get washed, I'll put them in the dryer, and they'll dry, and then they'll be clean. New sheets on the bed every night, that's what I'm doing. New pillow cases or washed pillowcase, washing all that stuff every day. That's one of the things that's recommended. Wash the clothes that you're wearing, and take a shower every day. Not that everybody doesn't do that anyway, but hopefully you're washing yourself. Washing, you know, you can't wash the whole house and scrub it down, but you can keep the things where you spend the greatest amount of time, like you spend, hopefully you get good 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep every night, and you do it in the confines of a good bed that has healthy, washed, clean sheets and pillows. No other pillow can you wash. My pillow, the only pillow you can wash and dry. So why not get a house load of them right now while they have the BOGO sale going on. My Pillow, buy one, get one free. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. Get the pillows, wash them, and I was going to say wax them, probably not. You don't need to wax them. You can dry them, though.
Wash them and dry them and notice how they don't lose their shape, and that's the most important difference,
too. It certainly is. Yes, ma'am. So the buy one, get one free is continuing, I think, till the middle of April. That's what they told me at MyPillow. So you do yourself a favor. Go to MyPillow.com, buy one, get one free in the pillow department. Use the promo code DJV. Wash them, dry them, be healthy.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ominous. And if you listen a little more, it sounds like the theme to Hogan's Heroes. And then you realize it's from something that Hogan's Heroes was fun, and The Great Escape was very entertaining. I guess we could say it was fun, Chucker. It was a fun. I love the relationship that James Garner had with
Donald Pleasance.
But also Steve McQueen. I thought there was the kind of a camaraderie there.
Great movie.
Yeah.
That's right. A perfect film. Actually, we bring that clip up because today in history, movie history, March 24th, 1930, Steve McQueen was born, passed away at the young age of 50 years old back in 1980.
Had cancer, known as bad cancer.
Yeah, he had cancer. I remember at the time he went to Mexico and all Europe, trying to find a cure.
The drug was Laetril that he was trying to use, but it was too far. He had too much of it, and it was too far gone to do him anymore.
Here's what's interesting. Steve McQueen was an iconic movie star. First starring role was in 1958.
Magnificent Seven, wasn't it?
It was the Blob in 1958. He played a high school kid, and I think he was in his upper 20s. But he elevated that movie to a cult classic because of his screen presence. But if you look at The Great Escape, That is a perfect movie with a great cast, great score. Everything about that movie is perfect. One of my all-time favorite films. But if you go back to 74 when he co-starred with Paul Newman in Italian Inferno, he enters the film, he plays the fire chief, Paul Newman plays the architect. Steve McQueen enters that film at the 40 minute mark, and he elevates a very good movie into a great movie. Just when he first seen on, his presence in that film is incredible.
Best movies he ever did. Bullet, I think, to be The Great Escape, Bullet, and Towering Inferno.
You I like Papillon, too, with Dustin Hoffman. That's a good movie.
Yeah. He was a fabulous presence. Bullet, though, for me, it just that car and the
prison. Absolutely. One of the great chase scenes of all time.
Oh, yeah. The bad guy. I remember interviewing Bill Hickman. I remember this like yesterday. Was a stuntman. And he was in charge of car crashes and races in most all the big movies of the 70s, 80s, 60s, 70s, 80s, into the 90s. He was the driver of the car in the movie. It was that important. Yeah. He wanted to make sure it went so well. He drove the car himself.
And actually, also in The Great Escape, Steve McQueen was a really good motorcycle rider. And there's one scene in that movie where they cut the film where he's actually chasing himself. He did both stunts, on one motorcycle, and they shot a scene him chasing himself, and they intertwined it, which is pretty cool. I'll tell you one more fun fact about the Italian Inferno, which is very unusual. When they originally cast the film, Steve McQueen was actually cast as the architect. Paul Newman was cast as the fire chief. And before filming, McQueen sort of felt he'd be better as the fire chief, so they flipped roles. That is, I don't remember hearing that before. That's the way that played out. Yep. And that turned out to be beside Avengers, my all-time favorite film, but Italian Inferno is probably right there as the greatest disaster film.
It was a great ham and egger, man. It was a ham and egger film. But all the great stars, Borgnine. You look at the list of people who were in that movie.
Well, Italian Inferno was Steve McQueen, Paul Newman, Fred Astaire, who was nominated for an Oscar, Jennifer Jones, William Holden, so many great stars.
Borgnine.
No, he was in the Poseidon Adventure, Ernest Borgnine, not in the Towering Inferno.
You sure he wasn't in the Towering Inferno?
Well, I've seen the Towering Inferno about 200 times, so yeah, I'm positive.
Okay. Don't argue with you, Chucker. All right, what else you got for the movie news today? What are we going to watch?
That is pretty much status quo. I mean, they're going to release more movies on demand. I guess a lot of people got to be watching a lot of streaming via Netflix and Disney Plus. A lot of content on there to choose from. But in terms of anything really to report on new films or new film productions, not much. In the pipeline, we're on a wait and see mode.
Yeah, nothing being made
in the movie industry.
My son's wife is a producer, and she's working with her mother on a couple of different projects. Well known shows that have just been put on hold because they're preparing scripts. They're going to be ready to go and shoot. But there's nothing, absolutely, literally nothing, going on in that city right now, and it's a one horse town. If there's nothing going on with the movies and TV, nothing going on, period. Hi, Chucker. Good job. Thank you. 50.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.